Hi, this is Joe Francica from Directions Media, and we have a special edition of LBS 360. A podcast we're doing today is with Tim Flight, editor of GPS Review. And we're going to talk specifically about the MapShare and Map Insight programs offered by Teleatlas and TomTom. And these are this is a way for users to contribute their own data to the large geospatial databases of those organizations that do personal navigation. So, Tim, welcome today, and it's great having you on the podcast.
Thanks. It's great to be here, Joe.
So maybe just let's start with just a brief overview of these programs, you know, that Teleatlas and TomTom, and also, of course, what Navtech is doing. They're both doing programs where users of their navigation systems can contribute changes to their database, you know, contribute back to them, tell them where they may be seeing some errors, and how those programs are actually performing and whether they're successful.
Right. Well, you know, the area that I'm most familiar with right now is with the TomTom MapShare program, which lets users report and in many cases actually correct errors that they might see in their databases. So as they're driving around and they see something that needs to be changed, they can actually make that correction in most cases directly to their TomTom device. And then those changes are sent back to TomTom and can be shared with other users.
Do you have any feeling for how those databases are updated or when a user makes the correction either on his device and then maybe uploads that to TomTom? Do you get the feeling or do you know whether they're updated in a timely fashion? There's a, you know, like a 3-month delay, 6-month delay before they actually can look at the user's input and then go ahead and correct that information?
Right. I've actually done a few tests with this, having a user base where I can ask some of the people who visit my website to help me test some of these things. And I've created some routes, identified some areas in the real world where there are some actual mistakes and made those corrections, then asked other users around the world to update, run through the TomTom MapShare update on their devices. And they've actually seen the changes, in some cases within 12 hours. So the updates appear to be happening very rapidly. I know I've made some changes with roads that kind of road segments that don't exist anymore, as well as moving some points of interest around. And users generally see those changes, in my experience, within 24 hours.
That's fairly impressive. So you have a TomTom device in which you actually do that. Maybe if you could just run through the procedure that for those people who may not have a TomTom device, how easy or hard it is to actually make those changes on the device themselves.
Sure. It's actually not very hard. You can just go into the TomTom menu system, and one of the menu items is correct a map error. And it does a pretty good job of leading you through and holding your hand in how to make a change. It asks you what type of change you're going to make, if you're making it to a road or a point of interest. And then let's say you want to make a change to a road. It'll then ask you, well, what type of change needs to be made? Is it that this road doesn't exist? Is it that there's a turn restriction that doesn't apply anymore? Has a one-way street changed back into a two-way street? It allows you to mark those changes, make them live on your device at that moment, and then the next time you connect your TomTom device to the internet through their TomTom Home program, those changes are then uploaded to TomTom and eventually downloaded back to individual users.
Yeah, that brings up an interesting point because, you know, that's sort of a time window to make those changes. We're really almost seeing near real-time adjustments to the database. And what you just mentioned was, like, if there's a change in the road restriction, let's just say there's road construction or road blockage, that's an indication that that situation could change again in a relatively short period of time. Do you have any feeling for, you know, whether there's a possibility to say, hey, this blockage is only good until this date, and then you swap that time period off, you know?
Right, and I'm not sure exactly how TomTom would handle that type of change. I know that you can go in there and say, okay, this road is closed, and there is a comments field where you could theoretically add, well, the road is closed, but it's only closed for the next 2 months. And then I guess it would be up to TomTom to decide how they're going to handle that type of change. But there is a comments field there. I'm not so sure as if they have the capability at this point to actually mark that something is closed just for a short period of time and have it automatically expire. I would guess that it would probably take another MapShare report from somebody to come in and say, well, this road's open again.
Do you get a feeling for, how they would report something rather than just making an identifiable change? In other words, I just want to report that there's a problem here, but I don't really want to make a change. How is that handled?
Well, I'm not really sure you can do that. Each different type of issue can either be actually changed in your device, and then you can choose whether you want to report that to other users or not, or there are some types of changes that you actually can only report to MapShare. An example of that would be an exit on the highway is on the wrong side of the road. I was driving down an interstate a couple months ago, and I noticed that it drew a particular exit as being on the left side of the road when it was actually on the right. And that's one of those types of changes that you can currently only report to MapShare, and that change doesn't actually get made on your device. You can't create that new routable road.
Is there any level of, confidence level associated with the changes, or can you tell if the change has been made by TomTom or another MapShare user?
That's a really interesting thing right now. As far as I can tell, there's no way to see that the route that you're traveling on has actually had an element that's been changed by another user. There's no warning that comes up that says, just for your information, there's a segment of this road that's been changed by another MapShare user. There is, however, different preference levels that you can set on what types of changes you want to download. You can pick if you want to receive changes that anybody has made, or you can kind of use the swarm approach and only download changes that have been reported by multiple people, or you can only download items that TomTom says are, quote, verified changes. And I'm not certain what qualifies as a verified updater, but they do have different levels of confidence that you can download.
I would imagine that, some of these have to be verified by TomTom at some point. If you say that the changes are made in relatively short order, it means that they've got to have a staff that's ready to somehow verify those changes.
That's right. And TomTom does claim that they, that they do review all the changes that are sent to them.
How likely is it, that someone, that they'll remember to enter a correction later, as they're driving along a road, and they're probably not going to mark it while they're driving? I mean, how do they actually, have you had any situations where they can deal with that problem later after they've seen a problem?
Yeah, actually, that's a feature that you can add onto your TomTom device. You can add what's called a quick menu preference, and one of the quick menu preferences is to mark a particular area as needing a correction. So as you're driving down the road, perhaps yourself or maybe your passenger can just tap a button right on the main driving screen that marks that area for a correction. So as you're driving, maybe you find two or three things that need to be corrected over the course of a week or so. And then you can go back in later and review those marked areas. So you can say, okay, show me all the areas that I've marked as needing a correction. And it will bring up a map, and you can say, oh, yeah, I remember that that road has a turn restriction that's no longer in place. And then actually execute those changes later.
Yeah, that's a nice feature to have. Do you get any feeling for the percentage of people who may be using this that they feel compelled? Because, as a driver, there's probably going to be that question, is that really, something I want to tell them about? Do you get any feeling for the plausibility of somebody using this, that TomTom is receiving a lot of feedback on this?
Yeah, in talking with TomTom about it, they say they are getting tons and tons and tons of feedback. And I know that as a user of it, while I can't actually review what changes have been made, you know, you can see how big the files are that get downloaded, and you know, those files have been getting exponentially larger. They're still really fast to download, but you know, those map correction files are getting exponentially larger every time you download them. So it does seem like the community is catching on and contributing.
Is it available on most of the TomTom devices? Is there only on some devices where you can you know, communicate changes?
Sure. At this point, it's available to most any of the TomTom line. There's two things that you need to make it work. One is you need to be running version 7 of the TomTom software, and that is a free download for most of their devices in their lineup that have been produced in the last couple of years. The second element that you need is map version 6.75 or later, which is, I think that came out probably about 9 or 12 months ago. So there are some people out there that have a map that's older than that, and they wouldn't be able to participate unless they upgraded their official map release to that version 6.75 or later.
You know, one thing that I just realized was I don't know if I asked you exactly how you capture the change. In other words, if you saw a road segment that was poorly mapped by TomTom, do you actually go back and redrive the street and, you know, say, start here, stop here, and that's the change?
No. It doesn't really take any of your GPS data in terms of your track log. It really requires you to, you know, do it by a form where you can say, well, this road segment starting at this intersection and ending at this intersection doesn't exist now, or there's a turn restriction. In the case of new roads, that's one of those things that you can't actually execute on your device, but you can report it. So you can actually tap on the screen and say, there's a new road that starts here, and you can tap where that place is and then ends here, and then tap on where it finishes. And that just gets reported back to TomTom. It doesn't actually create a new road there.
Well, you know, regardless, you know, what it sounds like is once people begin to use the function and become comfortable with being able to report some of the map changes, that's a program that will only grow. And I would assume that, you know, NAVTEQ, IntelliAtlas, TomTom, or Nokia, who's ever running the show these days, is going to find that user-contributed data is going to only grow in participation.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that I do find a little bit puzzling right now is where are those reported changes going? In other words, if I report that there's a new road in a particular place, that's not something I can actually build the new road in MapShare. I can report that there's a new road there. And from the talks that I've had with TomTom and IntelliAtlas, they say that as of now, TomTom isn't yet sharing any of this data back with IntelliAtlas. And so since I can only report that there's a new road, I wonder where the data is going at this point.
Well, Tim, this has been an absolutely fascinating discussion, and I'm sure we're going to be hearing more from both, you know, TomTom and NAVTEQ communities.
Absolutely. I still hear from users on a multiple times a day who, you know, are just getting into GPS and just getting into navigation and wonder why they found a particular error in their device. So user-contributed data is I think, going to be a huge part of all these companies in the future.
Well, then, that's all of the time we have today. Thanks very much for your input. It's been a great discussion on the TomTom MapShare program. We look forward to collaborating with you in the future, and good luck with GPS review.
That sounds fantastic. Thank you, Joe.